Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mystery on the rocks, oh yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah.
And welcome to another episode of Mystery on the Rocks, the show where we take cocktails and unsolved mysteries and put them together and drink them in a glass. Hello. With me in the same fucking room.
We're in the same room.
Is the amazing Suze Kemper.
Me.
Hello. And the fantastic Chris Stokes.
Me.
I'm Masood Miles. I, for a split second, had the intro of the show thing with your name. I was like, I know his name is Chris Stokes, but it's gone.
I tell you what, the vibe I got there was it felt like we were really annoying American disc jockeys.
Yes.
Me!
Welcome to the Crazy Hour. There's always a cat meow. Mystery on the rocks.
Should we see if we can get it, like, keep that going for the whole episode?
And this is our shug jug DJ hour, and they've always got one British guy.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, look who it is, it's Butler Steve, and it's just some guy who lives in, and he's like, oh, hi guys. Oh, hi guys.
Oh, I'm from the United Kingdom, spot of tea, vicar.
He's like, oh, I'm not really from that part.
And then they'll just play like a Big Ben's chime, and then you're like, what's happening?
And he's like, yeah.
I always wanted to make a soundboard of all of those and just for a joke, like do a show where I'm just a shot and see how long I can keep it up. And people are like, oh, this is Masood's stuff now. This is what he does.
This is just what Masood does now.
He's not a comedian. He's just a shock jock in Edinburgh for some reason.
Yeah. And Masood's like, yeah, I've kind of given up comedy. And he's got posters everywhere.
It's just me going.
Yeah, it's just my shock jock show. It's like, but Masood, you don't have a radio show. You're just doing it live. Yeah, I'm a shock
drop
now.
It's people don't realise the arts behind it.
You know? Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to bring to the forefront. Is that this is a really artistic pursuit.
Yeah, exactly. Top hawk screech.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna make a soundboard. There you go. That's happening.
It's really annoying. I can't get a word in edgeways because every time I do, I get, oh, dump truck alert. It's like, shut up, Masood.
I mean, I would happily watch a show like that to watch everyone leave. How are we, guys?
Yeah, pretty good after all that shock jock talk.
Yeah.
We are all in the flat I'm currently living in. I'm going to give you the address so that you can all pop down another time. I live on number 10. I don't think so, Lane. yeah, we're all in a flat. We're all in a dining room in a flat. And we're dining out on each other's company.
Yeah. The portion is small.
Masood, what is this beautiful cocktail?
So I've made for us something nice and simple, a champagne cocktail. Ooh. So get yourself a sugar cube. Get a DeLorean. Go back to 1973. Buy some sugar cubes from your local shop. Mm-hmm. Come back. Get some Angostura bitters, pour it on said cube, and top up with Prosecco or champagne if you're, you know, rich.
What are you, a millionaire?
Yeah.
Use champagne.
If you're a shock jock millionaire.
Masood,
there must be a champagne cook.
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
There was a documentary in Germany. Mm-hmm. I think it was in Germany. I don't think it was here.
Yeah,
but it was about about 20 years ago, and they were like, they had on there like a bottle of Hitler's champagne. They were like, yeah, this is a, they showed it on the documentary. They went, this is a bottle of Hitler's champagne. It was like, what were you going to do to it? And the, it was, I heard about this on a podcast, and the comedian said, what were they going to do? Say to it, do you feel guilty?
What, I mean, what are you going to, what? You're not going to drink it, are you? I mean, it's
No, because it was like, oh, it's antique.
It was antique semi. Really nice.
Yeah, antique semi. Oh, shit. Get rid of that champagne. It is nothing but trouble. Chris, what have you got for us today?
Yes,
so we are, I guess, like, only a little bit later than Rasputin.
Yes.
Because now we've got the mystery of Anastasia Romanov.
Set me free.
I've not seen the show called The Romanovs, but there's a TV show where it's about people.
Is there?
It's a like a drama where it's people who believe they're descendants of the Romanovs from.
So the story of the Romanovs, well, the Bolshevik Revolution actually fascinates the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like I, because they. Like they dissolved them in acid, didn't they?
Right.
Oh yeah. So the Romanovs were the royal family.
Yeah.
Tsar Nicholas, Alexandra. Alexandra, by the way, was a cousin of Prince Philip.
Interesting. They probably knew each other.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think she died 3 years before Prince Philip was born.
They knew each other. He was 30. He was born in 1887.
The man was a vampire.
So they were the royal family, the Russian royal family.
Yeah.
And obviously. The Bolsheviks revolted and executed their royal family, including the children. So the little boy that Rasputin healed of haemophilia.
Yeah, by saying stop giving that kid aspirin.
So including him and then the daughters as well. But a kind of, she became like the ultimate missing person of the 20th century.
Right.
Because like so many people were just convinced that Anastasia had survived.
Yeah, that
they'd got her out.
Okay.
So there was a DreamWorks film about Anastasia, and I've not watched it, but I don't think it can go into that much detail.
Put it this way:
Rasputin is a magical wizard guy in it with a magic stick and a bat friend.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing.
So that's realistic.
That film came out in what, 98?
Yeah.
Mm.
70 years after.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like long enough. You think of Rasputin as 400 years.
Yeah, it feels like a super ancient.
And it's stupid because there's photos of him.
Yeah. Fucking crazy photos of him.
Yeah.
Looking like Alan Moore.
Yeah, oh,
when
man.
That one when he's got the sunglasses on and he's like.
I don't want
my name. Oh, yeah, his like fucking 6 foot stride.
Oh, my God. He's
I don't
like
want
the
my name
guy.
On that film. No, Hollywood always ruined my work. They missed the point completely.
Oh, there's champagne.
Don't give that child aspirin.
Oh, I watched that movie where Alan Moore plays Rasputin.
Alan Moore as Rasputin. Yeah, he has got Rasputin energy.
Yeah. So, because I have my understanding of Anastasia only is.
Oh God, did I say it wrong?
Yeah. Anastasia.
Oh, I'm so. I'm so embarrassed.
Me and my mum watched a documentary about it years ago, but I only remember the end when they basically executed them, and my mum was sort of. She has this really morbid kind of sense of humor where, like, the way she sort of told me about how they executed them, it's almost she's like, "Well, they fucking deserved it," and I was like. I guess.
Children.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, like the, I think if ever a revolution happened in this country, like against the monarchy to abolish it, I mean,
yeah,
it would be way more civilized. I don't think. Do you know what I mean? It's like I'm not sure. Like that Sue Townsend novel where they have to go and live on a council estate. I think. I think they would be stripped of their power, but we
the
wouldn't
Queen
fucking execute.
No,
them.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
No. They'd probably let Anne still live in her house.
Yeah.
And just
yeah.
be like, well, you fucking pay for it, love. And she'd be, and Anne would probably go, all right, fine, and get a gardening job. She's a fucking nutter.
But like, so yeah, it seems that was, so talk to, let's
well,
me.
I think,
we
I think,
back
I,
again.
I think it counts.
Yeah.
Because of like, it was like an enduring mystery.
Yeah.
Throughout the 20th century. It's not unsolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Rasputin. Rasputin can be disproved. It's more like it's one of those things that caught hold and became a myth that perpetuated. Because spoiler alert, Anastasia was fucking killed with the rest of them.
Yeah, of course she was.
She totally was.
Yeah, why is it that people assume she survived? Is she just a body they didn't
that
find?
Couldn't find.
Yeah,
remains. They have now. Okay. They actually found the remains in 2007.
Oh shit, so that's quite... Okay, so this...
Yeah. Buried with Henry the car park. Car park. Oh. Yeah, it was unusual.
Under the Kremlin. Just in the Kremlin car park.
Yeah, she was under the Kremlin car park.
Well, it was like a mass grave that they were dumped in. Okay. Like with everybody else. That was the whole point, wasn't it? Sort of like, we got a royal family. And I mean, Tsar Nicholas was actually... It wasn't just a... Probably was anti-royal sentiment, of course it was, but he was particularly bad.
Yeah, he was very hated as well. Yeah.
But like, I always saw it as he was hated because he was ineffective rather than he was a tyrant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, those two, him and the Tsarina, they really did love each other, and they were both monumentally stupid.
Right.
And they would big each other up. Oh. Have you ever seen comedians who are couples?
Yeah.
And they really tell each other, you're amazing. You're honestly so talented. And they go to each other's open mic gigs, and you're just like, and then
when then when they get home, they go through the notes. I made some notes on your set.
Tea, darling.
Oh my god.
Before we go to bed, why don't we go over each other's sets?
Look at each other's sets.
That sounds like
I've imagined that. Yeah. I don't go home with them.
I've never been out with a comedian.
Also, full disclosure, I will admit to when Sue's just said, "Oh, it's like, you know, when you get two comedians that are a couple and they're open spots," and I'm like, "No, I don't."
I'm thinking of two right now.
The only comedians that are couples that I know are, like, they're not open spots.
Yeah.
I know good comedians who are couples. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
Mm.
So I think that's what the Tsar and the Tsarina were like. They were just telling each other, "You're so good, you're so clever."
People really love you.
Yeah.
How do they not see? Well, I guess they're a royal family, so they're not going to,
That's it. And she's meanwhile hanging out with Rasputin, who's like, "Hey, I got a good idea for you." And she goes, and then he tells her, "P.S., you're a fantastic lady." And she goes, "Rasputin had the best idea." Which is how he ended up with so much influence.
Yeah, and like, the public weren't keen on that, really. Mm-hmm. Were they? Like, there was a lot of, there was a lot of anti-Rasputin sentiment.
Well, we saw the little newspaper things where he's, like, kind of, like, foreboding over them and, like, hanging over them. And, like, she's naked for some reason and he's...
Yeah, yeah,
but, like, I reckon, and this may sound like I'm being glib, but I'm not. until Madeleine McCann, Anastasia was the name for missing person.
Oh really? Right.
Don't you think? Yeah. Don't you think?
I guess.
Okay, so here's the thing. I, even as a kid, before the film came out, like, I knew who Anastasia was and that she'd gone missing and might still be out there.
I did.
Well, how old would she be? So what?
So she was born in, I think it was 1896 or 1996.
Oh, okay, so she would have been...
No, she was a teenager. It was 1991 or something.
So she could still be alive now. Chris is like, Suze, they found the body and she wouldn't be 120. Well, some say she's still out there.
Innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. That doesn't apply.
She was born in 1901.
Okay.
And then the family were murdered, killed, executed.
Mm-hmm.
There are distinctions between all three of those words, aren't there? But,
well, I mean, they're all the same.
It happened to all of them. They were killed, they were murdered, they were executed. Yeah. In that order. They were killed on the 17th of July 1918 when Anastasia was 17.
Wow, okay, right.
Rasputin DreamWorks. He needs a spin-off.
Who's he voiced by?
Tim Curry. Kelsey Grammer.
That's Money Play.
No, it was Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
He had a bit of a... Do you remember The Pagemaster?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Do I remember The Pagemaster? I hated the... Look at him. Where's his little...
There's his little bat friend on his beard, yeah.
His magic stick. Oh, yeah, there he is. Bartok the bat, holding his eye.
Hell yeah.
Anyway.
It was a weird film.
Very strange. Yeah, Rasputin is a yeah, it's got Once Upon a December.
Is it like a kid's Christmas movie? Is that why
it's quite fantastical.
Okay, yeah. I think it's like, it's got some good bearing songs. In mind the subject matter of the actual story, to then end up with the film Anastasia. Like, what, like, it's I know it's a DreamWorks film, but it would be like in 20 years' time, Disney doing an animation about 9/11.
Yeah, it's weird as hell. It's a
you
weird
thing. You know that's going to happen though. Like, yeah. There are animated Titanic movies.
Oh, yeah. That is
There's
weird.
There's one with a rapping dog.
Wait. That I've not seen.
There is a
that.
Rapping dog Titanic movie.
Ah,
and it is
that,
not sure. The only animated Titanic movie.
Animated Titanic movie, rapping dog. That's what I'm looking for.
Literally, it's all these fucking mice on the ship. Oh, and guess what? Everyone survives.
But that's not a... here we go. Wow, it was like the fifth one down.
Did you just look up Rapping Dog Titanic?
I wrote animated Titanic movie and then Rapping Dog. I didn't even get to write Rapping Dog. It was just, it was already there. Titanic, The Legend Goes On is the name of the film.
Yes.
Oh, The Legend
There's
Goes On.
There's a magical dolphin in one of them. I think that's where I get that screen grab from, where it's a... like a little white dolphin, and it goes, yeah. People want to kill me because I am white, and I'm always posting it and saying it's like GB News and stuff.
Oh, wow,
Rapping dog, man.
So all the animals escape on floating crates, rescuing the ship's cook in the process.
Yeah,
wow,
sure.
Everyone gets, oh, fucking hell. This is dreadful. This is a dreadful
movie. I mean, it would be, a similar thing would be like if Ratatouille was a period piece.
Yeah, right.
And then halfway through, Paris gets occupied.
I want to see that movie.
That's why I probably will watch the Anastasia film now, because I never saw it. I was a little bit too old for it when it came out.
Yeah, of course.
And then, but I think I probably will give it a go now, because I can't in my head.
Imagine
like,
if Chris is like, it's so good, and I think it's.
Imagine if I become like,
yeah. It's the closest thing to the truth.
It's flat. I think this is what happened, actually. I think it must be.
Chris, you already said they found her body. Yeah, but
well,
did they?
Well, interestingly, Suze, they didn't find a whole body because the bodies were acidified, weren't they?
They poured.
This is wacky, yeah.
So the reason that they couldn't find it initially was because they didn't have the technology to do a DNA test on all.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
And they when they were able to do mitochondrial DNA, she was missing from. But that she wasn't missing. Basically, when they found then the remains in 2007, it was either her. Or they couldn't account for everybody.
Right.
And they assumed that Anastasia was the one that had gone, had survived. But in 2007, when they found the remains of this missing daughter, they were like, even if that isn't Anastasia, all the daughters are accounted for now.
Right, yeah. So it's got to be
Anastasia has been killed.
She's dead.
But let's I don't know why it sort of like took hold. I suppose it must have been like this, the germ of it must have been like royalists being like, one of them go away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Sort of like the hope. And I think maybe, I mean, she was 17, they must have picked the pretty one.
Yeah,
you know
the one
mean?
Who like, you know, she was on the verge of.
They chose their queen of hearts.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll
right?
die.
Yeah, that's a really romantic thing, isn't it? Just to be like, oh, wow, that one.
The other thing as well is that when she was born, she was the fourth daughter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they were disappointed that she was a girl.
Oh, what?
Women are annoying.
Yeah. Even her aunt, the Grand Duchess Zinya Alexandrovna,
who's also a woman.
Yeah, annoying.
She said, oh, what a disappointment, a fourth girl. Her first cousin twice removed, Grand Duke Konstantinovich, he wrote, forgive us, Lord, if we all felt disappointment instead of joy, we were so hoping for a boy and it's a daughter.
Fucking women, man.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm kind of glad they all got fucking
rounded
up to the
There's
basement.
Something else interesting as well, which is her name. And obviously this was, what, like 17 years before the revolution.
Mm.
It was named Anastasia, and Anastasia is from the Greek name meaning of the resurrection.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the Greek name to
so
be
that,
very disappointing.
Well, that ties into the myth, doesn't it, as well?
Of course, right.
Yes,
right, yeah.
And that, yeah, when people are like,
but her name.
But if you add up the first two numbers of her age, it's 10. And then if you add up the in the year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then right, you times that by the year she was killed. And
numbers
you,
don't lie.
They do.
Like,
I mean, they don't make, in maths.
You can make them say whatever you want, though.
Yeah.
This. Like, okay.
Oh my god, that's I've experienced that with somebody who like basically had written some like a little almost like a book or guide about this whole numbers thing. And he sort of explained it to me and I was sat there, I was just like, I really don't No, this is meaningless. It's like the number 23, that movie, the Jim Carrey film.
Oh, I was thinking of that film, the Nicolas Cage film.
Oh, Numbers?
Is it called Numbers?
Oh, no, it's called Knowing.
It's called Knowing.
But the eyes
are one.
Yes. Yeah. And I remember seeing the trailer for that with my friend Alan.
What happens when the numbers run out?
Yeah, it was the end of the trailer. It's just Nicolas Cage goes, "What happens when the numbers run out?" And me and Alan just went, "Wah!" Like, we howled with laughter, and everyone in the cinema, you could see they were like, "We don't know what you find that funny."
Yeah, I'm not really disapproving.
Yeah, it was. But we couldn't stop laughing because I was just like, I can't believe this. And it was a full cinema, not laughing. Just like, why aren't you laughing? Yeah. It was when we went to see Tropic Thunder.
That's mad. They didn't laugh.
Anyway, what was I saying?
So Anastasia.
Yeah, it's interesting because. I want to know why she was the one that they thought.
She's the one who survived.
Because I've never really known.
Because there are other sisters, aren't there?
Yeah. She had three sisters and a brother, didn't she?
Mm.
If she's the fourth daughter, though, how did she kind of get to be a czar? Like in that kind of.
I wonder.
Because there were a few other people, obviously, in line before that, right?
Yeah, and apparently, even though they were a royal family, they were raised quite. Without any airs and graces, like they slept on hard beds. They had to share a room.
It's bizarre, isn't it? Apparently, the way our royal family, bizarre, you say. I just wanted to make that pun. like our royal family are deified way more than other royal families in there. The Danish royal family will drive around in their own cars and be in the supermarket and stuff. I enjoy it. I like the idea.
The king of Denmark is buying fucking shit.
I only saw the fucking king down the spa.
And he fucking chops in spa as well.
He's down the cash and carry.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That big old trolley. Just fucking getting pallets of beer.
And the checkout girl is like, "You're welcome, Your Highness."
And he's like, stop it, I'm just a guy.
And someone will always go, "Your Majesty," and like kind of just fucking.
And he's like, "All right," and he tips him.
It's the same person who also, the same dog person who doffs their cap.
Can I get a pack of Super Kings, please? Are you trying to be funny?
So they didn't have any heirs and graces. They were very much normal, kind of ish.
No, I mean they weren't normal, but they were raised like
regular.
To just be like
they weren't seen as
regular
gods.
Children. Obviously, Anastasia's mother was bang into Rasputin.
She loved
Rasputin.
It's big dick.
BDR, big Rasputin.
In the autumn of 1907, Anastasia's aunt, Grand Duchess Olga Alexandrovna, different aunt, was escorted to the nursery by Tsar Nicholas to meet Rasputin. Anastasia, her sisters, and Alexei were all wearing their long white nightgowns, and they were all playing with Rasputin. They all loved him.
I like that. Rasputin's like, "Climb a little like a tree."
"I'm a big tree man, please."
Yeah, he's like,
while I'm like pops out of his beard like a little baby bird.
This is interesting. One of the girl's governesses, called Sophia, was horrified in 1910 that Rasputin was allowed into the nursery when the four girls were in their pyjamas and nightgowns.
And
she wanted him barred.
He wasn't a pedo, he was a fuck machine.
Very different.
He's like, "I can give myself adult women."
Yeah, I need the children.
Yeah. The pyjamas.
So the upshot of that was is that the governess Sophia that had said that was fired.
Well, Rasputin said went, so you know he's
Rasputin like gooses her, and she's like, "Oh."
Oh, he totally did that.
I think he was a nanny goose.
But this partly will explain why even people that not your public. But like, why even people within the inner circle of the royal started to go against Rasputin?
I see.
It was all like that would have been a big part of sowing the seeds of the discord. And then obviously some of the anti-Rasputin press, like those
little newspaper drawings,
the little cartoons. Yeah, one like some of them depicted Rasputin having sexual relations with Tsarina. And the little girls.
Okay, right.
So gross, isn't it? This is real, it's projection, isn't it? Because, yeah, I mean, Rasputin, he loved a bone. But yeah, there's no evidence that he had sex with the Tsarina, and certainly none that he had sex with the kid.
The children, yeah.
So, but, like, that's, like, them going... The thing with Rasputin is he's obsessed with sex. It's, yeah, like, exactly. You guys are obsessed
yeah,
with
sex. Yeah, it sounds sex. Like they're definitely, like... So, yes, and it cuts to the guy who's drawing the cartoon. He's got a massive heart.
Yeah, yeah, he's yeah, like, I'm sick of these perverts.
Yeah, so disgusting. But I want it to be like that.
I'm going to make his draw a dick extra veiny.
Yeah, super veiny. The way that just coming out there, I don't like that.
I'll do it again.
Always weird that, isn't it? They're definitely obsessed with.
They're, you know, it's like you guys are the ones being obsessed. I mean, it's like TERFs today, isn't it? Like, they were trans women, they're obsessed with vaginas. It's like, you haven't stopped talking about reproductive systems since we got here.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was, so they fired this governess.
The governess got fired.
Yeah.
Because obviously they loved Rasputin.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like the children did, but. Yeah. The Tsar and the Tsarina,
mm-hmm.
And then it was in February 1917 that they were put under house arrest.
Right,
because the revolution did not happen, and then they immediately got executed.
No.
Because he actually abdicated before he was then executed.
Oh,
so he fucked up.
Well, no. Well, I mean, like,
they tried
still under
to
house arrest.
Didn't they,
yeah, but they weren't. He wasn't a Tsar until he died.
No.
He abdicated the throne.
Oh shit.
So he abdicated not long after they were placed under house arrest.
He's the last Tsar, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I think so.
And Stalin.
That guy.
But after the Bolsheviks seized majority control of Russia, the family, including Anastasia, were moved to Yekaterinburg, which is where
they
were.
Because the documentary I saw, they all get, spoiler alert, like, murdered in the basement, I think. And, like, they're basically, like, put up against a wall and shot, which is pretty fucking brutal.
Mm.
But yeah, the way my mum was, like, talking about...
I hate that. The idea of being... Because somebody gets shot first.
Yeah, right?
And
yeah.
then the others are like waiting.
They're just fucking waiting to get shot. Fuck.
That's what gets me whenever that happens. Whenever they like...
They just line them up. They're like, okay. Like,
there goes the first one. Shit, yeah. We're next.
You'd almost wish it'd be like, just get them all at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what you want, but fuck.
Just do it. They didn't they... Because they wanted to escape the Romanovs. And they'd sewn like a lot of very, you know, family
like
passed down jewelry, yeah,
oh, into their clothes,
into the clothes of the children.
Yeah.
I think one of the kids was shot and survived because it bounced off a brooch or something. But yeah, I think the idea was they get out.
Yeah, and then they just sell that stuff. And...
Yeah.
Well, they weren't just shot; they were bayoneted as well.
Oh yes, right. Yeah, it's gross, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like proper.
They really made the most of it.
Mm.
Yeah. Well,
how long after Rasputin?
Rasputin died in 1916.
Yeah.
So it's a year later.
So this was a year later the revolution happened, and then they actually were killed the year following that.
What sort of sparked the whole revolution? Like, why were they just like, look, we've had enough, this whole fucking world family.
Been bubbling
a
while,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, the seeds of...
like, they were just...
It's pronounced Bolshevik.
This is Bolshevik.
Bolshevik.
Yeah, they just had enough. They're just like, right, we don't need to run our family.
I mean, like, the Bolshevists were far left.
Right.
Were left.
Oh, I'll say no more.
They were led by Ash Sarkar. And Owen Jones was the one that personally shot Anastasia.
No, we're Prosecco socialists drinking Prosecco right now. Yeah, Owen Jones. He tweeted, like, Anastasia should be dead, and then he shot her. It was so bad. We put some sugar in it.
So they were actually, the bodies were taken to a forest. They were stripped.
They dug their masks.
Buried, and then they were mutilated.
Jesus.
With grenades, apparently.
With grenades?
To prevent identification.
I gotcha.
That's, oh, right.
Wow,
they don't fuck around, do they?
What if I put some spice rum in the Prosecco? Just tiny bit.
Whoa!
Just a tiny bit. Do you want some?
No, it now looks like cider.
Do you want a bit?
Yeah, I'll try a bit.
We've got Manchester Drinks Company spiced rum liqueur with roasted pineapple.
It is. I mean, I've smelled it and it smells delicious. Mm.
Oh, that's very nice.
Mm.
Masood, do it.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, made him.
That didn't take long.
All right, is there any more?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same as, as what you're doing.
Ooh, copy.
So we need to call this something. That's Bolshevik man.
That's Bolshevik man. Yeah.
Champagne Marxist.
Oh, sorry.
Champagne Marxist. I like that.
Very good. Very good. This is nice. It's like tropical champagne.
Well, that's delicious.
Oh, there we go. It works,
doesn't it?
It's very, very nice.
Prosecco with just about any spirit works.
It's pretty much, yeah, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, when I put Frangelico in Prosecco, I was like, I've reinvented drinking.
I've single-handedly reinvented drinking.
So, okay. What actually happened was, because there's something called the Yurovsky note. Yeah, which is an account of the event filed by Yurovsky, who was in charge of doing it,
I guess. I just love that he sat there with it, like a...
So he basically wrote a report for his Bolshevik superiors. it's called the Yurovsky Note. Okay. So,
although I imagine in my head it reads like, what did you do for your summer holidays?
I went to the forest.
This note was found in 1989. The family was woken up because it was the night of the 16th of July into the 17th, 1918. They were awoken and they were told to get dressed. They were told that they were being moved to a new location to ensure their safety.
Okay.
Because the White Army was about to reach Yekaterinburg, which is where they were. So they told them to go and get dressed, and then once they were dressed, the family and a small circle of servants who'd stayed with them were herded into a small room in the basement, and they were told to wait. Alexandra and Alexei sat in chairs provided by guards at the Empress's request. Mm. After several minutes, guards entered the room, led by Yurovsky himself, who quickly informed the Tsar and his family that they were about to be executed.
Jesus!
Oh, they knew.
The Tsar only had time to say what and turn to his family before he was killed by several bullets to the chest.
Jesus. Oh, I see.
So it was like, you're going to be executed.
What?
Like, now.
Yeah.
You're going to be executed. Guess when? It's right now. Hey, think fast.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Most people thought he was shot in the head, but when they found his skull in 1991, it had no bullet wounds.
Oh shit, so it was just like...
Yeah. The Tsarina and Olga, they tried to make the sign of the cross.
Oh.
But they were killed in the initial volley of bullets. God. And then the rest of them were shot in short order, with the exception...
Is it height or...
with the exception of a maid called Anna Demidova.
Oh, they killed all the staff.
She survived the initial onslaught, but was quickly stabbed to death against the back of the wall while she was trying to defend herself with a pillow. The
pillow's not going to do it. Get a shield.
The pillow she'd taken with her to the basement because they'd hidden the jewels.
In the pillow.
Oh, that's not going to help.
No. But the jewels might have...
I'm going to take the jewels.
Yeah. It was a volley of gunfire in close quarters that the...
She could have thought that might have been a thing to do. Be like, hey, listen, I'll fucking give you these jewels and shit. Don't kill me.
The room filled with smoke.
Yeah.
And then when the smoke cleared... Some of the bullets had ricocheted off the corsets of two or three of the Grand Duchesses.
Oh.
The executioners later came to find out this was because the family's crown jewels and diamonds
were in the corsets
to hide them. One of the girls who survived that because of
the
jewels was Anastasia.
Mm.
They were said to have crouched up against a wall covering their heads in terror until they were shot down by bullets.
Right.
That's awful, isn't it? Right. I'm sort of... I mean, the whole thing's really brutal, and I know that it's a whole lot bigger than they shot this family. It's massive, isn't it? But I'm sort of... There's part of me that's like... I'm really glad they didn't drag it out.
Yeah, they just went, it's happening
some
now.
Some of it was dragged out because...
Now I'm not...
Well, because they were like loads of gunfire in that place. Some of them survived because they had armour of jewels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had to then finish them off by, you know, stabbing them or whatever.
Yeah.
But when the bodies were carried out, it turns out then that not all of them were dead because some of them were crying out, so then they had to be coup de grace.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that really works.
That's nice.
It's nice,
drink,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's like
tropical champagne.
I would say that is like a caramel pineapple dessert.
Yes.
Like a caramel pineapple pudding. You know?
This spirit has got a weirdly caramel vanilla.
Well, it says on the thing here, it says with a hint of flavour, with a hint of sticky caramel.
Yeah, which feels like an accident.
That tastes like a pudding.
Yeah. Pudding cocktail.
Pudding cocktail.
Puddings!
So why did people think that she had survived?
Yeah.
Because it's not just... I mean, like, everybody thought she did. It wasn't like... It was one of those things where it was like...
It's a worldwide...
Probably the people in the fucking room were like, oh shit, we shot her. And she's still around. Yeah,
so maybe she was one of the girls that cried out when they were taking them out.
Yeah.
Anyway, her escape and possible survival became... one of the most popular historical mysteries of the 20th century, which is why we are covering it. This is interesting. A few people claimed to be her.
Yes!
Fuck.
And some of them, fairly credible.
Whoa. So, yeah, so the the most famous one is a woman called Anna Anderson, who was actually born 5 years before Anastasia was.
Okay.
But, you know...
Playing age,
yeah, you know
it's like me. I've just got really young playing age. I'm basically 20.
Yeah. Bearing in mind, so this Anna Anderson, she was born in 1896. She died in 1984 at the age of 87.
Mm.
She then died while Anastasia had not been conclusively proven to be dead.
Yeah,
oh,
gotcha.
Shit. So they're like, yeah, it all matches up.
Princess.
So yeah. She was institutionalised in a mental hospital in Berlin after she tried to kill herself.
That nothing to do with her claiming to be Anastasia. Okay, wow.
When was that?
But most. But the thing is that she it was 2 years after that when she was institutionalized in 1922 that she said that she was the Rush. Like
she
was
like,
Anastasia.
Come here! I got to tell you a secret. I'm Anastasia.
People like,
they were like, who? And you're like, the princess who's missing. And they were like, oh my god.
So
wait, who?
So you're a virgin.
It's a, yeah. That's a pretty, like, tall... Yeah, just like, I know I'm going to get
her name was Anna.
Yeah?
It all adds up.
There you go.
I've got to tell you a secret.
There's no Twitter back then, so there's no...
No.
You can't go into the past weeks.
Insta, like, oops, well, still missing.
Alexandra's, the Tsarina, Alexandra was the Anastasia's mother.
Yes.
Her brother hired a private investigator to look into it to see whether she was actually Anastasia.
In my head, he's still dressed in that kind of old timey. It wasn't Leah to the fucking like.
It was concluded. Do you know what's really interesting? Actually, when you think about it, you've got like he was around then in the early 20s.
Yeah,
he could have then lived a little bit longer. He could have been an old man.
Yeah.
In the 1950s, where like James Dean was around.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's like Rasputin's daughter. She's like, oh yeah, living it up in America in the
70s. In the 70s, you're like, that's
she's there.
Crazy.
She's at Woodstock, like, in time for the summer.
It's like, your dad was the most famous fucking Russian dude of all time.
And he lived 400 years ago.
Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like.
That's fucking mad.
She didn't really have to be Anastasia for the story to take hold.
Right, of course. Gotcha. Yeah.
Because it was proved that she wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, quite easily.
Well, yeah.
But then this is what I think it is as well. It's like people, I think a lot of people like the myth so much they'll be like,
oh my god,
maybe she is. Like if she isn't, I mean, if she is, boys, our face is going to be red.
That's
if
it.
We're like,
but
we imprisoned.
My friend believed in a conspiracy theory. There's so basically in I think it was Argentina, there was a farmer who died in about the year 2000, aged 110.
Right.
And he'd originally lived in Germany and come over, like, during the war. Like, right. just after the war.
Yeah.
And the conspiracy theory was, it's Hitler, right?
Right, okay,
and he
yeah.
was the right age. Right. And he'd come over at the right time. And my friend was telling me this, like, it's Hitler. And part of me, bearing in mind my heritage and bearing in mind how it's definitely bullshit...
Yeah.
I went, oh, I wish it was.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
Why do I wish Hitler had lived to 110 and been a farmer in Argentina? And it's obviously horseshit, but it's so crazy. You go like, oh, wouldn't it be crazy?
Wouldn't it, but if it was true,
yeah,
right?
True, yeah.
That's the fucking thing.
Well, part of the myth, I think, was perpetuated by these people claiming to be her.
Yeah.
So Anna Anderson was like, well, asked, obviously, how did you survive?
Right.
And she said that she... pretended to be dead when they carried them out.
Okay.
And then was able to make her escape with the help of a compassionate guard who had been so shocked by what had happened in the room.
Right.
That he kind of like helped her get out.
Mm.
She had a legal battle for recognition that lasted from 1938 to 1970.
Fuck's sake!
Holy shit. That's a fucking... Oh, my God.
Oh, she'd be annoying at dinner parties, wouldn't she? Yeah. She's like, still going on.
Yeah. She died in 1984. Mm. Her body was cremated.
Mm-hmm.
But DNA tests were conducted from a tissue sample that was actually located in the hospital. Because she'd had a bit of her intestine removed.
Okay.
That bit of intestine was still there. So they used
we
that.
We kept it.
Yeah. And then,
you're all worried about your fucking details being put on the internet. So, your intestine
so what they did was they tested it against DNA... From the Romanovs, and prove it wasn't Anastasia.
Do you know
where they got the DNA from the Romanovs from?
Where the wall?
Well, because if you think about it, they were dead at that point.
Yeah.
So they had to go to a living relative. Who do you think they got the DNA from?
Rasputin's daughter.
Prince Philip.
No! Holy shit!
Oh,
of course.
God.
Fuck! We've come all the way back round.
Okay. Oh my god, I bet
I'm so
fucking
glad you
loved
it.
Giving that
DNA.
Oh, of course they didn't get it from Rasputin's daughter.
Because Rasputin was not.
They weren't
related.
I'm like, they were Russian.
They're all related.
They're all related.
So they proved that Anna Anderson was not Anastasia.
Sure.
And then there were a few other people that claimed to be her as well. Mm.
Meg Ryan. You'd want to hope that you're not on at the same time as someone else who's also trying to claim to be her, and you're like, no, I'm. Look, you do 73 to 78, and I'll take over and I'll do that because if there's like two or three of them around, surely somebody will go. Hang on a minute,
there
can't be three Anastasias.
That's it.
You know,
but what a great ploy.
This is that thing of people say about like super famous people having doubles or like people in high. Bits of power. It's like, oh no, they have these doubles so that people will try to assassinate them or whatever. It's like, no. It's very expensive to keep them quiet.
Yeah.
If you have a double, like Saddam Hussein had doubles, apparently, but that I kind of get because it's fucking it's
people
crazy
wanted to kill that guy, and also you'd get paranoid because you know people wanted to kill you, so yeah.
The rumours of her surviving came from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were embellished with contemporary reports of trains and houses being searched for Anastasia Romanov. So it kind of, the rumours came from that the Bolsheviks were looking for her.
Oh, right.
So if the Bolsheviks were looking for her, then she must have survived.
Be missing, right, of course, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
I wonder what happens in your life that you go... You know what? It's not really working out. I'm going to be Anastasia.
Pretend to be.
Well, there was somebody that was held. Princess Helena, she was the wife of, like, one of the cousins.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She was briefly imprisoned in 1918, but after the execution.
Yeah.
And she said that a guard brought a girl to her cell, and the girl called herself Anastasia.
I see.
But other witnesses around that town later reported that they'd seen her, her mother and sisters, after the murders. Now, that story's been discredited, but you can kind of understand, like, it's not outside the realms of possibility that to play, like, the publicity card, the Bolsheviks were like, we're going to tell people we executed you.
Yeah.
You go and live a quiet life.
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy. Yeah. I don't believe that for a second.
No. It's
wacky. Yeah.
It would seem odd for them to do that.
Yeah.
To go through all that trouble and be like, we won't kill you.
Another reason that they might have lied about them being alive was that a few days after they'd been murdered, the German government sent telegrams to Russia demanding the safety of princesses with German blood.
Of which they had, or...
Yeah, and Russia had recently signed a peace treaty with the Germans and didn't want to upset them by letting them know that, yeah, no, they're dead. They're all dead.
Oh,
so they told them that they'd been moved to a safe location, and that might have been
right.
Where it came from.
Feel the myth. And if you want to believe it, like me with Farm Hitler, right? If you want to believe it, you will find ways to believe stuff. We are humans, and that's what we do for everything.
Yeah, you'll always find a way to...
Look at anti-vaxxers now. They will find reasons to believe some bullshit meme.
It's like, when you said Farmer Hitler, in my head, I'm like, maybe like a t-shirt or something, it's him. He's like just Tilly Land, but he's got a little mustache. And he still has the mustache.
Yeah, he hasn't got rid of it.
Because he wants people to know it's him.
Yeah, he's like, he loved fame. Hitler loved fame.
So he's like...
Hitler was the original celebrity.
And people are like, yeah, that's definitely Hitler, isn't it? The farmer...
He was kind of one of the first, like,
big time
big players. Heartthrob stars.
Oh, yeah. And in my head, he
Rudolph
also...
Valentino and then Hitler.
He also just keeps his accent. He doesn't even attempt
to... Hitler, good evening, everybody. Yeah. I've grown this beautiful carrot.
You drive past and the farm, it just says Hitler on the little rocks.
In the farms. Oh, this is Hitler Farms. He's like, Hitler's like, hello.
Finally. Okay.
And how's the Jerrigus Reich?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
He's got a horrible sense of humour here. What do you reckon Hitler found funny? Actually, I know that you like Charlie Chaplin films, so he had a great sense of humour.
Which is...
Do you think he watched The Great Dictator?
And
I nailed me.
Yeah.
He's got me. It's a very flattering.
It's very yeah. I'm being roasted. Look at that. He's roasting.
I would love to meet this Charlie Chaplin. I wish I was the kid.
In 2007, they found the remains.
The where they were
unequivocal, put to rest this idea that Anastasia could not have survived. It's weird, actually. I don't know why that wasn't a bigger story at the time.
Because
if you think about Anastasia becoming all of this, like, throughout the 20th century, like, the greatest missing person in history.
Yeah.
And then they managed to find unequivocal proof that she's dead.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make the news. And I'll tell you why that is. It's because it happened in 2007 and Maddie...
Oh, we got a new missing girl.
It's like overlap.
It's weird though, isn't it? Because the movie coming out in the late 90s didn't create... Because you think the Titanic movie came out in 98, suddenly there was a lot more interest in the Titanic.
Yeah.
And there wasn't that with Anastasia. It wasn't like suddenly everyone was banging into Anastasia again.
I think it was because, like, I don't think everyone was like, what? Like, they were sort of like that, like, you picked that story? No one really knows that story. Like, we all know they were murdered in their basement, but we don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird one. And they've made it such a fantastical...
Yeah. So, along with the remains of the two bodies that were found, one of which then had to be Anastasia.
Yeah.
Sort of like, well, now all of the daughters are accounted for.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Alongside those two bodies, they found shards of a container of sulfuric acid, nails, metal strips from a wooden box, and bullets of various calibers.
Jesus.
DNA testing confirmed that the remains belonged to Alexei, who was the haemophiliac.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one of his sisters, proving conclusively that then all family members were accounted for and had died in 1918, died altogether. So they were all accounted for, and each has his or her own unique DNA profile. While the tests confirmed that all of the Romanov bodies had been found, one of the studies was still unsure which body was Maria's and which one was Anastasia's.
Ah,
but that's kind of academic now anyway.
Well, yeah, they've all been found. They're both there, yeah.
So,
which one's hotter?
spoiler alert, Anastasia did not survive.
No.
And
Chris is going to be watching the film now going, oh no, this ends.
Can you imagine if it does end and you've been mugging me off and it does end with a harrowing scene of gunfire?
It's weird.
It's a horrible
it's like the Watership Down of our time.
They really animated
Yeah, it's where DreamWorks really came into their own. The way they animate that blood is insane.
So that is the story of Anastasia. Ooh. And kind of like the Bolshevik Revolution as well.
Yes.
Okay. So it is another sort of like big event in 20th century geopolitics.
Big time, yeah, absolutely.
I'm really enjoying this journey to the past. Well, should we wrap this up?
Yes, we have to, because we have to leave to go and do a live show.
Yeah, we're going to do a live show right now. Yeah. Listen, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to hear more, you can at patreon.com/mysteryontherocks. Mystery on the Rocks is all one word. If you go there, we release stuff all week, like, pretty much every day you get a new exclusive thing.
Almost certainly now that we're back, because when we had our season break,
we had a little season
it was kind of every other day.
Yeah. Like, okay, that's
now
fine.
We're back. That's the dinosaurs in that DreamWorks film.
Yeah! I mean, there's some great stuff on there. Like,
well, that's a crossover I've never seen.
Anastasia and the dinosaurs.
Anastasia versus T-Rex.
Oh, I think she'd win. She's spry.
Anastasia versus Kong.
Scrappy, spry lady. So that's, you know, you can get all that. You can follow us on Twitter. You know, just look up Mystery on the Rocks. You'll find us.
Yeah.
And leave a review on iTunes if you want. Yeah. Anastasia is still out there, and so is Hitler. all right. Well, thanks so much. We'll see you all soon, yeah?
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.